As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. Well, it looked as though the myth that the Calverts were inviolate, untouchable, was about to be exploded. In his bed, Ben Calvert lay sleeping fitfully. The smug, smiling face of Jesse Ward kept floating through his mind. Ben wanted to get rid of it. He blotted out her image, only to have it appear again in a dark corner of what was his dreaming mind. Ben awakened completely, sat up in bed.
Well... Looks as if I've made a very common mistake. The one of misjudging a woman. I wonder if she'd really have the nerve to go through with her threat. She might. For over 20 years, she's had one thought in her mind. To get me to marry her. And to get her way, she... might very well blab what she knows all over town. Soon the whole town would know about Kit's background. Her heredity. Yeah, soon every fool in town would be mauling it over. Talking about my daughter. Why she had to go away to have her child. Yes, Jesse would do a thorough job of it. She knows I'd do anything to keep that quiet. If I could only find out whether or not Jesse's bluffing. Not about the baby, but... about having seen Kit. About knowing for sure that Kit and Bill Meade were going to get a divorce. Ah, this is an intolerable position. She isn't going to force me into anything. I'm going to find out where Kit is. Get the truth.
Ben Calvert was comforted by his thoughts. He sat there in his big bed watching the coming of the day. He was confident again. He could feel his mind working in that smooth, careful, precise way that meant he was on the right track. At 8, Ben sat down to a hearty breakfast. Afterwards, lighting a cigar, he put on his hat, left the house, strolled leisurely down towards the town square, entered the office of Dr. Lewis.
Yes, Mrs. Schumann, that's right. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Mrs. Schumann. Hello there, Ben. Be with you in just a moment.
All right.
No, not every half hour, every hour. I'll try to get around by time. Well, Ben, how are you?
Fine. Where's Ellen?
Oh, she's gone over to Huntsville to visit her mother, having to run the office by myself for a while. You didn't go on that diet like I told you to, did you, Ben?
For a while, but... I've been feeling fine lately, Sam.
Oh, she's not bothering you?
Oh, occasionally, but I'd rather have the things than bother with all that mushy, soft baby food.
Well, there's one way I think you could get rid of those ulcers, Ben. But I'm afraid it would require a whole reconversion of mental attitude.
Same old Sam, eh?
Well, what can I do for you? Did you make an appointment with Ellen?
No. No, I'm not here for professional advice, Sam. I'm worried about Kit.
Why?
Good Lord. Wouldn't you be if you were in my place?
I've been worried about Kit ever since she was born, Ben.
You consider yourself quite a privileged person, don't you, Sam?
Well, it's any man's right to speak his mind. But why are you so concerned about Kit at the moment?
Isn't it obvious? He's out in California. He's going to have a baby.
How do you know that?
Well, I'm her father, Sam.
Did Kit tell you she was expecting a child?
Well, no, Mr. I found out.
How?
That's the material. Of course, I can understand why Kit didn't want me to know. You know, she's a very brave girl, Sam. Just like her to face this thing as she has. Go off quietly, not wanting to upset anyone.
I hardly think that's why Kit went off so quietly. Kit explained to me that the only person who knew about the baby was Bill. She didn't want you to know, Ben, but it wasn't to protect you. It was because Kit was a hurt and humiliated young woman. For crying out loud, Ben, why didn't you tell that boy and girl in time?
Sam, I didn't come here for any criticism as to how I manage my affairs.
Just why did you come?
To talk about my daughter.
Mm-hmm. She's my patient, and I can't discuss it, Ben.
All I want to know is if she's going to be all right.
I can't answer that question. All I can say is the Kit's a healthy young woman.
But what about the baby? What do you think? I mean...
I'm no prophet, Ben.
Sam, you're perfectly cognizant of all the facts surrounding the Bowman family. You've been their doctor, and your father was their doctor before you.
Yes, and I was also Kathleen's doctor, Ben. Your wife.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
It has a great deal to do with any discussion I have with you, Ben.
All right, Sam. Will you tell me this and try to remember that it's Kit I'm concerned about?
I'll try.
About the child. What chance does it have?
I don't know.
Now look, Sam, don't try to fool me. I know from talking to other doctors that in these family things there's a kind of pattern to them. You must have some idea whether or not there's a chance that a child will be healthy.
I thought you were worried about Kit.
Of course I am.
No. No, you're not. You're not considering for a moment the mental strain, the anguish that girl's going through out there alone. You're not worried about the kind of a grandchild. Rather, you are worried about the kind of a grandchild you'll be able to present to the town. That's what you're
saying. Now, look
about.
Here, Sam. You're taking a mighty high-handed attitude. You were Kit's doctor, and I'm her father. I simply want to know her address.
Yes, Ben. Yes, I understand.
Well, it certainly doesn't look as if we were getting anywhere. you recommended a doctor for Kit while she's out west, didn't you?
Don't you know?
I'd like to get in touch with him. I want to have that assurance that everything is being done for Kit that can be done. So if you give me his address...
Why don't you get it from Kit? Or from her husband, for that matter.
Sam Lewis, you always were stubborn, but this is... Look, Sam. I'm on my way to the office. I want to write some letters. I stopped by your office just to get an address. You're so obstinate. Stubborn.
Uh-huh. Well, Ben, not that I'm stubborn. To me, it's a question of ethics. I can't discuss one of my patients with anyone. Not even her father.
Oh, come now. You don't expect me to believe that.
I'll admit there have been times when I've had a looser conception of what was ethical, and I've let down the ropes a little. But I wouldn't do that for you, Ben.
I see. You mean if someone else asked you about Kit, you wouldn't be so...
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.